Start managing your data, not your infrastructure. Unified, simple, secure. Welcome to Data Done Right. Only with the Pure Storage platform. Get started at purestorage.com.
One of the scariest things, I think, that gets into our minds is places that should otherwise be safe and protected and where bad people shouldn't be, when they're infiltrated by bad people, that's really scary because really bad things can happen when that occurs. We've heard stories in the past of airliners that have crashed, not by any fault necessarily of a machine malfunction or equipment malfunction, but more so a pilot malfunction, as in suicide. This almost happened yesterday or just a few days ago in the United States. You may or may not have ever heard about it, but now you will. A 44-year-old off-duty pilot was apprehended on more than 160 charges following his alleged attempt to disrupt the plane's engines mid-flight, raising genuine security concerns. The incident unfolded on Sunday, October 22nd, aboard a Horizon Airlines flight operated by Alaska Airlines en route from Everett, Washington to San Francisco. Not a very long flight. Authorities received reports of a credible security threat involving an off-duty pilot occupying a flight deck jump seat. Identified as Joseph Emerson by Coin TV, the off-duty pilot purportedly made an unsuccessful attempt to interfere with the engine's operation. The aircraft's captain and first officer successfully thwarted Emerson's efforts, and Alaska Airlines confirmed the plane never lost engine power, with crew securing the aircraft without any further incident. To address the situation, air traffic control redirected the flight, landing to an emergency landing in Portland International Airport, where Emerson was apprehended. Mullentoth County jail records indicate that Emerson faces a total of 83 counts of attempted murder, 83 counts of reckless endangerment, and one count of endangering an aircraft. Alaska Airlines reassured passengers that they were accommodated on a subsequent flight without any disruptions. And maybe we should do psychological checks of our pilots. What basically happened here is this guy in the cockpit of these planes, there's the jump seat, the deck jump seat, that is commonly used by other pilots to get back to their intended destination, where home is, or where they have to make their next flight out of. So they'll usually fly up there. Sometimes you see them in the cabin, but sometimes they'll fly up there if that seat is, you know, all that's available. And you're thinking, oh, this could actually be a good thing. Like, what if something happened to the pilot? You got a backup right there. That's exciting. And it feels a little more secure. Not when that person wants to take the plane down and they're in front of the bulletproof door or whatever it is, the secured door that goes to the cockpit. When they're up there, it becomes basically a battle of the fittest. And thankfully, the correct captain won. What he tried to do was turn on the engine fire suppressant system, which would turn the engines off and spray fire suppressant into the engines. Once that's done, it's not usually something you can turn back on mid-flight.
Oh, my God. And here's the thing. The pilots know exactly how these things operate. So it's not just, I'm going to turn the power off. I'm going to do this thing, and then they can't turn them back on.
Mm-hmm.
So this was premeditated, if you ask me.
Oh, 100%. I mean, he knew how to do it. Did he just snap one day and think he's going to do this? Or was it part of, you know, his plan? At some point, when I'm in this situation, I'm going to do this. Because it really wouldn't be that hard to accomplish. And thank God he didn't. Because that plane would have gone down, very likely, with everybody on board dead.
Yeah, and I'm reading some code of ethics from the Airline Pilots Association International. And the very first line of the code of ethics, they will never permit external pressures or personal desires to influence their judgment, nor will they knowingly do anything that could jeopardize flight safety. I mean, and it just goes on about basically how pilots are to act. You have got people's lives in your hands. You're using your intelligence and your judgment, and to do anything that could jeopardize your passengers, this guy's done. He will never get on another plane again. They probably will never allow him to fly, like either be mm-hmm. a pilot or on a plane. He'll have to take a train for the rest of his damn life, or a bus.
Mm-hmm.
And he should be in jail.
Oh, without a doubt. I think it does speak to a bigger problem, though. There's obviously never an excuse or a reason to do something like this. But when you have people who are having serious mental health issues, I don't know what his issues were, if they were personal, if they were work-related, but there's a serious problem with our airline industry of the flight attendants, of the pilots, of those involved in operating the aircraft, and not having enough of them, and them working ridiculous hours, and then staying in shitty conditions half the time. If you've ever looked or seen anything about some of the rest areas that some of the airlines provide to their staff, it's like a submarine. If you've ever been on a submarine and just how cramped those conditions can be at the airport and the small spaces that they occupy. Oh yeah, here, take a nap for the next 12 hours and then be rested up enough to then go on flights for however many hours they're allowed to go for. But that's a serious, serious problem. And then you get people who are overstretched and overworked, and we expect them to just operate at this flawless level. That's just not realistic. You're going to have things like this happen. You're going to have people snap. You're going to have just human behavior and human maladies come into play here when you overwork people to such extreme levels. And on top of that, everyone thinks, oh, pilots are paid a lot of money. Only when you make it like to the top. And guess what? Those ones, the older ones that are super experienced, they've been getting rid of them for many years now. That's why when you go on an airplane, many times it looks like the kid who was the basketball star last week in high school is flying the plane. And by the way, he has a game on Thursday night, so he can't fly the plane. But that's what it feels like. I've been so disturbed in the last year when I've been on planes getting off. I'm like, wow, they look really young. And you got to start
Doogie
somewhere.
Doogie Howser comes to mind, doesn't it?
Well, kind of. I mean, I know you got to start somewhere, but I always like the stoic, you know, I'm like, you know, like a parent's age or somebody that's flying the plane, been doing this forever. I flew in NAM. And I mean, I guess now a lot of those are going to be retired. But I also don't expect somebody who looks like they could have been, you know, working the family video drop-off to be flying the plane. I don't know if it's more disturbing if I'm just getting older and everybody's looking younger, because I know that happens too.
I wonder if there's a push for them to be getting rid of pilots age 65 or older. Mm-hmm. Because they're concerned about health issues.
I think they go younger than that. I think they go younger just because they're at a higher pay bracket.
That's very possible.
No.
And I don't know enough about that. I can't speak to that. But you don't want your pilot to have a heart attack. You want them to be, you know, in really good shape and obviously alert and able to stay up for long hours and things like that. But you're absolutely right. And we have a lot of issues in this country with the people that we rely on the most. If you take a look at doctors, look what we do to doctors and nurses, especially when they are coming out of school, when they're in school. We put them in horrific conditions and expect them to perform at a top level. And we're doing the same with the people who are flying. You just flew a 20-hour flight and you have to have some downtime, but then you're back at it again. I mean, you and I, if we flew maybe even a 12-hour flight, we need a couple days recovery time.
Yeah.
And that's not the case for these people.
No, it takes a lot of motivation and it takes a lot of discipline, I think, to handle that job and handle it well, mentally specifically. Because it can be utterly crazy, and the demands that are on these folks that we want them to have at our top peak level of safety and performance, you can't expect that if that's how you're going to treat somebody, or that's how you're going to treat people. Again, I'm not making an excuse for this guy, but I think it is a reflection of, yeah, people will snap. People will do crazy, horrible things when they are not mentally right.
And don't forget, too, what we've put these people through during the pandemic. There have been people fighting on planes because they don't want to wear a mask on their face. I'm sorry. A plane is a really shitty place to be if you want to stay healthy.
Yeah, you just kind of got to accept that there's going to be some of that. And it's just, you know, put it on, take it off, whatever the fuck you're going to do. But don't be, you know, bothering everybody saying you should do this or you should do that. Like, just do it, whatever you want to do. And don't fight with each other. Just keep to yourselves. People
and keep your feet off of the seat in front of you, for fuck's sake.
Oh, how does one even get feet on the seat in front of you? I can barely get my knees into the fucking thing.
Ugh.
I mean, and then the idea of like bending forward and laying your head on the tray table to like rest, that's an impossible. It's like a physical impossibility for many of us. So
it's a really unfriendly environment, and these poor people, they have to deal with people who are agitated before they even get on the plane. Mm-hmm. So it's a very volatile environment. Yeah. So I'm not defending this guy in any way. It was horrific what he did, but I can kind of understand it.
It's one of those things where it goes back to mental health. And if we're not going to make it a priority, we're going to keep having problems.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Extra Value Meals are back. That means 10 tender, juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.